A couple of Central Coast professors are out with a new study that is receiving polarized reactions from within the fishing industry. The research looks at the health of our world's fish populations and how a ban on fishing the high seas could benefit coastal fisheries. UCSB Environmental and Resource Economics Professor Christopher Costello, the study's co-author, explains the study this way.
We actually think that the local fishermen in Morro Bay and Santa Barbara are quite responsible and very progressive. So I want to make sure that's really clear. Professor White and I are very committed to working with our local fishing communities. By no means are we saying, gosh, you should stop fishing locally. In fact, we're saying the opposite. We're saying because the high seas are being plundered, that is reducing our fishing opportunities locally.
But Morro Bay fisherman Jeremiah O'Brien questions the need for such a ban.
There is no need for it because everything is highly regulated. We have big organizations all around the world, not only that regulate the fisheries on the high seas, but they also regulate what they call IUU fishing, which is illegal, unlicensed and unreported fisheries. And every country in the world monitors these fishermen and are arrested at every opportunity.
The team used a computer program designed by Cal Poly assistant biology professor Crow White to study the theory. Dr. White disagrees with the idea that the international oceans are well regulated and says the United Nations is even considering the study as a solution.
Although it's a dramatic, it is a simple solution. And so it's something that the UN had piqued interest in. And of course, they want to know more details before they would consider trying to pursue implementing such a thing. And I think everyone wants more details, myself included.
The professor says the next step would be to look at the numbers country by country, as well as studying the effects per fish species. Randall White, KCBX News.